Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. Headlines. European leaders reject US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. Kyiv allies meet in Paris to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine. United Nations not to send observers for upcoming parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. Israeli strikes multiple Hezbollah and Hamas sites in Lebanon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar meets Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden to strengthen India-EU ties. And in squash, Anahat Singh enters maiden women's under-19 final at a British Junior Open in Birmingham. European leaders today rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. Leaders from major European powers who are meeting in Paris rallied behind Greenland today, saying in a joint statement that the Arctic island belongs to its people. The response came after the renewed interest by the U.S. president in taking over the Danish territory. The joint statement was issued by leaders of France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and Denmark. The U.S. president's renewed threats about annexing Greenland coming in the immediate aftermath of the U.S. operation in Venezuela have alarmed Denmark and reignited global debate over sovereignty and alliance politics. NATO has also made clear that the Arctic region is a priority and European allies are stepping up. The European leaders who are Ukraine's allies are meeting in the French capital today to agree to the security guarantees must include binding commitments to support Kyiv in the case of future armed attack by Russia, a report.
The draft statement prepared ahead of the summit says these commitments may include the use of military capabilities, intelligence and logistical support, diplomatic initiatives and adoption of additional sanctions. The draft still needs approval by the leaders of the Coalition of the Willing of Allies of Ukraine in Paris. The French presidency said the meeting aims to show the alignment between Washington, Kyiv and European allies on security guarantees for Ukraine. Representatives of 35 countries, including 27 head of states, are expected to attend the meet. Swati Rakheja for World News.
The United Nations will not send observers for parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held on 12th of next month. UN spokesperson Stephane Dujarric told media that the UN deploys election observers only with a mandate from the General Assembly or Security Council. The spokesperson, however, said the UN office in Dhaka may provide technical support if separately approved. Meanwhile, Transparency International Bangladesh criticized the Election Commission's plan to extend stay facilities for foreign observers. Executive Director Iftikhar Uz-Zaman said the move was imprudent, discriminatory and contradictory. Israel has carried out airstrikes on multiple Hezbollah and Hamas sites in Lebanon. Video footage circulating on social media showed heavy destruction and a large cloud of smoke rising over the coastal city of Sidon following Israeli strikes yesterday. A report.
The strikes also continue till this morning. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the strike destroyed a commercial building in an industrial area of Sidon. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, released a statement this morning saying it had targeted Hezbollah and Hamas sites in several areas of Lebanon in a wave of strikes that began yesterday. According to the statement, the strikes targeted several weapons, storage facilities and military structures, both above and below ground, that were used by Hezbollah to advance attacks against IDF soldiers and against the state of Israel. The IDF said the strikes also hit Hamas weapons production sites in southern Lebanon. Nishit Kumar for World News.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar today met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden to strengthen India-EU ties. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. Dr. Jaishankar reached Luxembourg today on the second leg of his two-nation visit after concluding his tour to France. Dr. S. J. Shankar said India-Luxembourg relations have come on a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel, Dr. J. Shankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and European Union. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched a mega skilling program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youths across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnav launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
भारत की आईटी इंडस्ट्री एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत है हमारी
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
आगामी एक वर्ष के अंदर अंदर इस गोल को पूरा किया जाएगा.
Mr. Vaishnav announced that the Global AI Impact Summit will be held in New Delhi next month. He said as part of the preparations for the Global AI Summit, regional AI summits are being held in all states of the country. India is hosting the second phase of specialized capacity building program in cancer care for BIMSTEC countries. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the specialized capacity building program in cancer care was inaugurated today at Tata Memorial Center's Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Center in Visakhapatnam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced this initiative at the 6th BIMSTEC Summit. The initiative by External Affairs Ministry is aimed towards capacity building in the region with Indian expertise in critical areas of healthcare. In Japan, several people have been injured after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Shimane Prefecture in western part of the country today. Japan Meteorological Agency JMA said the tremor occurred this morning in eastern Shimane Prefecture at a depth of around 10 kilometers. The quake's epicenter was located at a latitude of 35.3 degree north and a longitude of 133.2 degree east. Later, two aftershocks measuring magnitude 5.1 and 5.4 hit the same area. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open in Birmingham today. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El Karaksi 11-8, 11-7, 11-9 in the semi-finals. Singh will face European junior champion and second seed Lauren Balatian of France in the final. India's ace shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Ayusha Sethi have progressed to the men's singles second round of Malaysia Open Super 750 badminton tournament in Kuala Lumpur. Lakshya Sen made a fine start to the new season, advancing to the second round with a tough win over Jia Heng Jason Tay of Singapore. Lakshya defeated Tay 21-16, 15-21, 21-14 in a thrilling opener. He will next face Lee Cheung Yeung of Hong Kong tomorrow. In another men's singles first round match today, Ayush Shetty defeated Paris Olympics bronze medalist Malaysian player Lee Jia in straight games 21-12, 21-17. And now, we before close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European leaders reject US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. Kyiv allies meet in Paris to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine. United Nations not to send observers for upcoming parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. Israel strikes multiple Hezbollah and Hamas sites in Lebanon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar meets Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden to strengthen India-EU ties. And in squash, Anahat Singh enters maiden women's under-19 final at British Junior Open in Birmingham. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.